More now of Greater LA from KCRW. I'm Steve Chiotakis. And what time is it?
It's hot cocoa time. Hi, I'm Swiss Miss, and this is my Swiss Miss Instant Cocoa Mix.
That's really nice, Swiss Miss, but this isn't the Matterhorn. And the hot cocoa I'm going to tell you about is a little different than what you'd get in the rural Alps. In rural Mexico, warm cocoa parties and the drink they feature are called pajaretes. That's a blend of chocolate and coffee. Then they add high-proof alcohol, and then they light it. And then they add jets of milk sprayed straight into the brew from the udders of a goat or a cow. Woo! There's that fresh milk. And those are the sounds of a recent pajarete in Mexico. The drink is said to kickstart your day with a mild high, or in some cases, worse. Food journalist Bill Esparza has been to a few of these pajarete parties, and he's here to tell us if he kickstarted or if it kicked his rear end. Hi, Bill.
Good morning. Because, you know, pajaretes are in the morning. So.
Yeah, well, of course. I mean, why not? Pájaro means bird in Spanish, right? But where does the name pajarete come from?
Well, because this drink helps you take flight.
Is that true?
It's true. And, you know, there's actually different names in different regions. And everybody has their local name. And it's all about letting the bird fly. You know, it's this mild high you get from having a pajarete.
You actually went to a pajarete in many places, even here in Southern California. So talk about that and who showed up and what were they like?
Well, pajaretes are completely different here in the LA area. In Mexico, it's very simple. You know, it's just it's a few dudes sitting around in the morning, workers, and they're having a breakfast. But it's really a different tradition here. Like the old Mexican cowboys show up, the workers, they're the ones that are there just for the pajaretes. But then a party crowd comes in, cowgirls and cowboys in their 20s and 30s. There's a party element that has sort of changed here in Los Angeles, a Mexican-American tradition where you have live music. So some people are going for the Sinaloa-style corridos and ranchera music and norteña. And plus they're drinking beer, which is something you don't find in Mexico. They don't hang out and drink beers after they've had pajaretes.
What time is this all happening, Bill?
5 a.m.
What do you do at 9 or 10? I mean, do you go to work? What happens after that?
Back in Mexico, yeah, people go off to work, you know, and they're not getting drunk. They're just having a little bit of the alcohol in their chocolate milk. But over here, people are hanging out and making a day of it, you know. It goes on for a while.
If you were to put more than maybe a shot or two of the sugarcane alcohol, this 190-plus proof alcohol, and then you have the chocolate and the caffeine and the sugar and all of that stuff, and then the milk from the cow, I mean, what does it do to you?
It gives you a little high that's not drunk, for sure. It's a meal. It's a liquid meal that's full of all these various kinds of stimulants that are basically having a battle in your stomach. And you get this sort of, this little high that lasts for about 2-3 hours.
Is there any danger, Bill? I mean, if you're drinking raw milk, right? Straight from the udder.
Yeah.
Straight from the cow. So, I mean, there's probably some danger in that, I would imagine. There's 190 proof alcohol. There's danger in that, right?
I mean, if you're drinking straight shots of it, I mean, but not in the pajarete.
I look at an article that I see that there were dozens of people who died in Jalisco, and it actually says pajarete, known as drink of death in Jalisco. But that's something different.
I know this article, and it's very sensationalized, and it's a, you know, that's a nice headline, but the thing is that people did not die from pajaretes. They died from adulterated alcohol that has methanol in it. And so it's basically they died of methanol poisoning, and that's you know, so don't out of an unlabeled bottle, if that's what they have at the place, don't do that. Just bring your own tequila bottle. I mean, if that's the other thing you can do is some people don't want the sugarcane alcohol. They could just use tequila.
Yeah. I mean, tomorrow's Friday, Bill, and sometimes you want to celebrate, right? So how would I attend a pajarita here in L.A.?
Well, first of all, this is forget about Friday. This is every day of the week. This goes on. It was today. It's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, you know. The people
it's 5 a.m. somewhere.
It's right? The people in these rural communities, these semi-rural communities in Southern California, they do it every day. To get into one, well, I would say that this is definitely a Mexican community thing, and you can't just walk in. And if you're going to go the first time, usually somebody walks you in and says and vouches for you. So far, I've never seen anything but Mexicans attend this. And because it's also in places that, you know, communities that are semi-rural and 89% Mexican or Latino, you know.
Bill Esparza, food journalist for Eater LA, who specializes in Latin American cuisine. Thank you, Bill.
Thank you.
Well, Christine McVie, RIP. That's going to do it for us today. Next week, trying to get the unhoused in L.A. sheltered from the cold. A school that's a SoCal football powerhouse, but also electrifying the esports gaming world as well. And a photographer who drives around L.A. with a giant strobe attached to his old Volvo and takes iconic shots. All yours next week on GLA. Check us out anytime at kcrw.com/GreaterLA and share what you have on your mind. Tell us your story. Want to share something from your part of Greater LA? kcrw.com/GLA. And of course, subscribe to the podcast too. Nihar Patel, Zeke Reed, Sonia Geis, Ray Guarna, Michael Stark, Amy Tuck, Carlos Ramirez, Sue Margulies, and Christian Bordahl all had hands on this evening's show. I'm Steve Chiotakis. Cheers to you. Have a great night.